In 2018, New Hampshire elected a slightly younger, more diverse state house into office, and many of those first-time reps are running for re-election in 2020. NHPR's Daniela Ali reports on how a year of a pandemic, major conversations in racial justice and inequities in New Hampshire have these lawmakers thinking about their work.
Is Pieter once thought being a state representative was a goal he'd accomplish as a retiree, not as a 28-year-old attorney. But in 2018, Pieter got his chance to do that for Manchester. A local Democratic leader asked if he would consider running.
And went with it.
Pieter says growing up, his family benefited from state and federal programs that helped them pursue educational opportunities and get good jobs. But he says it's becoming much harder for families like his to put down roots in the state.
For, you know, working class folks or younger folks, there's a very high barrier to entry as far as home ownership, as far as finding a school district that's adequately funded and buying a house there.
Manny Espithia, who represents Nashua's 4th Ward, says his family experiences have also shaped his politics.
I know what a block of cheddar looks like, a block of yellow cheese looks like. I know like a big jug of like peanut butter and like that isn't a white label. Like I know what it's like to grow up on like food stamps.
He keeps that in mind when he's at the state house arguing for better state support for families in Nashua.
My district has the second highest number of SNAP benefits in the state. And my district has the lowest educational attainment in the state. I've been there like, and I've seen it. So I'm like, I will fight for these people so that we won't be last, like that we will move up and that we get the resources and that we can get equitable opportunities.
Espithia says that this perspective from young people and people of color is needed at the state house, in committee meetings, on the house floor, in conversations with other legislators as policies get hammered out.
When you're there, you see what happens when there aren't a lot of people representing like the interests of your constituents.
He says his constituents' interests aren't always taken into consideration in conversations on education funding or healthcare or other issues that might affect them. It's one reason Latha Manjipudi, who's running for her 5th term in office, cherishes having a seat at the table.
It's not the power, it's the position. And to be the conduit, be the connector for the people who need that voice.
She says for the most part, she's found New Hampshire's state house to be collegial, a place she could be herself and share her Indian heritage. But Manjipudi says after Donald Trump was elected, her experience in the state house changed. Before that, she'd always brought a traditional snack on a Hindu holiday to share with all 400 reps. But in January of 2017, several lawmakers gave her a hard time about it. So she stopped sharing this part of her culture. Manjipudi says she feels her identity is now scrutinized rather than appreciated.
I'm a woman, I'm brown, I am first generation immigrant, and I'm very vocal. These used to be my strength. Now it's against me, used against me. I get harassed and they go for my jugular on a daily basis.
She says she's worn down by the environment in Concord, but decided to run again so she could continue to represent and listen to folks who might not have an advocate elsewhere. All of these reps say the events of this year, COVID-19, protests for racial justice, judicial nominations, have brought into focus the weight of their role. Espithia, who's from Nashua, says in these moments, state legislatures can get overlooked as people wait for the federal government to act.
It is just a slow slog. And so we are, you know, as a legislature here, we have the ability to make those changes.
But sometimes making those changes can be hard when there are institutional barriers for young representatives. Espithia and Piedra, the two first-term reps, say getting paid $100 a year while balancing a full-time job makes it hard to find the time to spearhead pieces of legislation. Piedra says he and others did think about not running again this year, but one reason he decided to is so he can be a mentor to other young lawmakers.
I think it would have been a shame for me to not take advantage of the experience and the, advantage I have now as an incumbent to try to continue that work and try to continue the momentum of more equitable representation.
New Hampshire is becoming more diverse, and Piedra says the state's lawmakers should better reflect the state they serve. Daniela Ali, NHPR News.